With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Lingering off the Carolinas, Tropical Storm Debbie continues posing a major flooding threat. Forecasters expect the storm to move inland by late tonight or early tomorrow before heading north, spreading potentially flooding rains north into New England. And parts of the New York City area are reeling this morning in the wake of torrential rains, resulting in flooding that, among other things, is snarling air travel. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz quickly attacking former President Trump after Walz was chosen by Kamala Harris as her running mate. Walz makes the claim that, in his words, violent crime was up under Donald Trump.
That's not even counting the crimes he committed.
And you want to talk about crime? Republican vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance says, bring it on.
Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020. And then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail.
That's bail them out of jail. Senator Vance calling Harris and Walz a great tag team. Today that team will campaign in Wisconsin. Also at SRNNews.com, another member of the squad in Congress has lost a primary. Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush losing her race to challenger Wesley Bell. President Biden continuing to work diplomatic channels in a search of a Gaza war ceasefire.
A day after talking with Jordan's king, the president spoke with his Egyptian counterpart about their hopes of calming tensions in the Middle East through a ceasefire and hostage release deal. In a statement, the White House said negotiations have now reached a final stage. Meanwhile, the U.S. military sent a dozen fighter jets to a base in the Mideast to help protect Israel and American troops. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 327 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 238. This is SRN News. Major retailers urged to reject abortion pills.
A broad coalition of Christians has sent a letter to national chains such as Walmart, Costco, and Kroger, asking them not to begin selling drugs that will allow a woman to end her pregnancy at home. The legal firm Alliance Defending Freedom facilitated the campaign, and spokesman Jeremy Tedesco says, quote, "Retail pharmacies are there to serve the health and wellness of their customers. Abortion drugs undermine that mission." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite controversy caused by the opening ceremonies, faith is being given a place at the Summer Olympics in Paris. In an inconspicuous tent-like structure tucked away at the end of the athletes' village, representatives from the five major global religions are making spiritual outreach to the athletes. Clergy representing Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Judaism work in a shared hall where the more than 10,500 athletes and their staff can find information. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in a suburban New York county approving a bill banning masks in public places.
The bill has exemptions for people who cover their face for health reasons or for religious or cultural purposes. Supporters said the bill approved Monday by the Republican-controlled Nassau County Legislature on Long Island would prevent violent protesters from hiding their identity. All 12 Republicans in the legislature voted in favor of the measure, while the body's 7 Democrats abstained. The New York Civil Liberties Union criticized the Nassau mask ban as an infringement on free speech rights. Keith Peters reporting.
New York City emergency management officials going high-tech using drones to warn residents of potential threatening weather. Yesterday, with a buzzing sound in the background, a drone equipped with a loudspeaker flew over homes, warning people who live in basement or ground floor apartments about impending heavy rains. More details, SRNNews.com.